Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's take a look at some of the headlines. Mammoth Lakes Police Department calls for service and arrest for November 7th through the 13th. For the full report, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. But here's just a couple of quick snippets. Assault at 11:57 occurred on Center Street. Reporting party said he told the subject to stop putting snow on his property. Subject then told him he would kick his ass and grabbed him by the neck. 1831 animal call occurred on Lupin Street. Reporting party states that she lost her white poodle and can't find her, or my favorite. Theft occurred at Vaughn's on Old Mammoth Road. A miner tried to buy alcohol, and Vaughn's wouldn't sell it to him, so they put the bottle back on the shelf. Subject returned and walked out with the bottle. Let's take a look at the Mammoth Mountain Snow Report for November 17th. As of 10 a.m., snow conditions are machine-groomed, with a daily temp around 37 degrees, a base depth of 45 to 75 inches. Wind was moderate. Snowfall so far this season is 61 to 88 inches. Two parks are open and 10 lifts, and there's 88 trails open and ready to go. The Eastern Sierra Arts Alliance Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater End of Year Report is out. If you'd like to, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to read the full report. But they would like to say, while it has been a challenging 2 years for all of us, they have survived because of donors like you. We are not quite out of the woods yet. Audience numbers are still low, but we are seeing slow increases. Please read our newsletter, and if you can, make a donation. Together, we will make sure that the arts and all the advantages it brings to our community, especially our youth, continues. Any donation you make will be so very much appreciated. We realize everyone is going through the same challenging times. That is why we appreciate your generosity even more. We look forward to seeing you soon. As we said in the beginning, this has been a challenging year. New organization, pandemic shutdowns, and scares. But it has also been a year of joy, getting back to what we love, and making the arts come alive for all ages throughout the Eastern Sierras, residents and visitors alike. With your support, both financially and your presence at our events, we will keep entertainment and education alive for generations to come. Thank you, and thank you for your support. Well, that looks like it's it for me today. Thank you for listening, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.